There's a lot of All-Star weekends. I feel like it was a very careful distinction to make to say that we're talking about NBA All-Star weekend.
You have to.
NHL just had one.
They did.
There was a technically the NFL's All-Star weekend was the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl. Yes.
I heard people bitching about that like that needs to go back to Hawaii now. After they were complaining about it being in Hawaii.
Why in Christ's name would you move that out of Hawaii?
I have no idea.
I mean, I feel like, it's easy to shit on it because there's no football team in Hawaii, but that's their only taste of the NFL. Like, why would you deprive those people of that?
And the weather is always perfect.
Exactly.
And the food is great.
Yeah.
And those guys aren't playing in the Super Bowl anyway, so might as well just be on an island where you can just load up on all the great food, right? All the good eats.
Can you imagine going to practice and then going out and getting like shaved ice? That sounds like the perfect day.
Stopping by the shrimp truck and some malasadas, and
I think it's malasadas. You're slurring quite pronouncedly, I should say. Good Lord. Okay.
All right. I think it's time.
The die has been cast. Woof.
Dick.
Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. This is
shit.
The Fast Lane Podcast.
No!
What? What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
It is episode 21.
You say we're ripped?
No, I said tighter and brighter. What?
Tighter and brighter.
What? Hell? That's nowhere near where I was aiming to hit, but...
He said something about listening pleasure.
So. This is our Valentine's Day edition, so I guess it's probably in the cards for you, as our hosts are wont to do. Or maybe not. Who knows? We're back.
You're so thrown off.
I'm at a loss. It's episode 21. We're doing this on the heels of episode 20. But you're hearing this either on Valentine's Day or just after Valentine's Day. So.
You better have better things to do than listen to us on Valentine's
Day. Please,
Christ,
if you're listening to this while you're getting ready for a strong night out, it's not going to end well.
Or bumping uglies.
God, let's not talk about that.
I have made a concerted effort to avoid that phrase at all costs. I should tell you, Ice, that my wife was... She had a physical reaction to hearing the phrase.
Physical?
It was a retching kind of mood. Like when you saw like the video from, I guess. Like, you know, when you saw like, what was the movie with the, God damn it. The girl climbing out of the well, like,
One of those?
The ring. Yeah. The ring. Like, and you freeze up and like you curl into a ball. Yeah. That's exactly what happened to my wife when she heard the phrase bumping uglies on.
Hey, I blame that on Jack.
Whoa. Yeah. You know what? You're both terrible. Like, I can't believe that would come to the fore on this podcast. Be that as it may, you can find us on our website. If you can, muster the strength to come back to our website after hearing the phrase bumping uglies, badslant.com, on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Badslant. Wherever you can find podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify as well. Give us a 5-star review wherever you hear this stupid show. And you know what? Save us the trouble of having to beg you for money. Support us through the links on Badslant.com, through when you're shopping on Amazon.com, Target.com, buy all your junk using our link.
All your junk.
Yes.
Inside that trunk.
You can tell this is the second half of the doubleheader. Whatever you can do to help us, we greatly appreciate it. So thank you. If you're listening to the show, you're greatly helping us here. The listenership, I think, is still moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that means good things moving forward in 2019. We mentioned again, this is our Valentine's Day edition of the show. Hopefully that means you're making out better than we are, because we're here doing this terrible podcast.
Keep disparaging our own podcast. Yeah.
I do it all the time. Do you guys have any plans lined up for Valentine's Day? Because I think my wife and I, who Jack tried to kill, we try to carve out a little time. Like Thursdays is bookmarked. It's on our calendar going forward, like on a week to week basis.
Same here.
Bad slant, 7:30 to God knows when, hopefully something worthwhile comes out of it. But Valentine's Day happens to fall on a Thursday this year, so we had to
shift plans around, shift the show
move
around.
Move a few things around. To ensure that my relationship will hang on for another year, because if we keep doing this at the rate that we're doing, it's a dicey proposition.
You and me both.
Yeah, completely understand. Have you guys made any plans to squire your ladies about town and make them feel special on this Valentine's Day 2019?
My wife has set up in a reservation for us to have a family dinner.
Just hoping
with
it wasn't
the kids.
Coitus.
No. So we're gonna take the kids out and actually have dinner with them on Valentine's.
Wow, okay. Nice. Is that the first time you brought the kids out for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, this will be the first. Okay. Last year wasn't, you know, we didn't do anything, but you know, I bought the kids and the wife like a candy bouquet, and it got cards for everyone, even my boy. They all appreciated it.
Such a good daddy.
Yeah. Candy bouquet.
So full size, you know, Reese's or Snickers just laid out in a bouquet.
Nice.
Everyone, it was a hit. Obviously, it's sugar, right? And chocolate. But this year we're going to go out to dinner as a family. So.
That's awesome.
Are you allowed to share where?
Yeah, we're going to Matchbox.
Woo!
Yes.
Nice.
So. Kids will.
Kids love that place.
Yes, kids will get to eat what
kids
they
who
love.
Like wine.
Yeah,
love
and
that
then
place.
You know, mommy and daddy will have an adult beverage probably,
or two.
I will probably have two. My wife won't, or maybe she'll have like some wine or something. So yeah, nice. That's on the slate for us.
Guys, painting the town red.
Yeah,
at the Mosaic District.
Mosaic.
What? Ice. are you back in town for Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, shit.
We would still be on the West Coast as you guys are hearing this. So we actually get back.
Hello from the future.
Tomorrow. So on Thursday, what are we doing?
We have no idea how to do a future broadcast. Like, we're just like.
Not at all.
No.
So we'll figure this out eventually.
So technically today on Valentine's Day.
You're having dinner as we speak.
We are doing. Just like
Jesus
what
Christ.
Jack said, because we're out on the West Coast, we got the kids with us, so there's no dropping off kids with anyone to take the load off. So
both are doing Valentine's
Day
with
kids. So I think today, if we go according to what we have planned, is a full day of activities for the girls. Like on the West Coast, like the girls somehow magically they shift interests. Like they. You know, like when they're kids, they go through the whole like Yo Gabba Gabba and then Mickey and this and that. But then somehow they picked up Hello Kitty.
Nice.
And
only on the West Coast?
So on West Coast, there's a Hello Kitty cafe. So there's a place you go and it's themed Hello Kitty. So you can it's like a coffee shop ish. So you can get pastries and. And apparel and baked goods and
so this is the whole cafe
and coffee and
they have
do like
Hello Kitty bubble tea.
But the draw for adults at this place is you can actually do adult beverages as well if you go at a certain time.
Hello Kitty mimosa.
So they make they make cocktails that's Hello Kitty themed and stuff.
That, that
like
can't
a bar.
Be good.
Yeah,
that cannot be good at all. Everything tastes like pink. Like what the hell?
It just tastes like pink.
It tastes like probably like. Like Lethal Weapon at Dave & Buster's, like just a lot of sugary liquor.
God, that's a callback if I've ever heard one.
Yeah,
you remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, again, I remember the bartenders used to get so pissed off every time we would order a Lethal Weapon.
We get like,
do you know how much work goes into making? Yeah.
They're like, can we get five of those?
No.
Let's get eight. You two?
We get ten.
My friend who
ten Lethal Weapons, please.
My friend who just arrived wants a Lethal Weapon as well. Please make another one.
It's just because it was half off liquor. Right, the special that night, unbelievable.
Where all the cheap ass Asian people showed up,
we just flocked there every Thursday night.
Yeah.
God, they'd pay the $5 cover fee to get this terrible, awful tasting shot that has 151 at the top. Oh my god. You guys want to go back to the Dave and Buster's?
There's one near my house now.
What was Lethal Weapon had 10 layers?
Like 7 or 8. Seven or eight might be a bit much, but 7 or 8, yeah.
But we were knuckleheads. We didn't know what we were doing.
We were broke as shit. Why else would you get a drink that had like 9 different liqueurs in it? And not liquors, liqueurs. They had like Grand Marnier and 151 and some vodka. Like all the terrible rail shit you could possibly think of.
You know, if you ever think back on all the crap that we used to drink,
we're terrible.
It's so lame. It's like the Blue Hawaiians, the Midori Sours, the Mike's Hard Lemonades.
This is just what you drink.
This is what you drink.
This is not
okay. I guess I'm just outing myself. But
this is not the progression that we took. I want to make that perfect.
This is horrible.
Yeah, like, you're terrible.
Screwdrivers. I drink screwdrivers.
I still drink screwdrivers.
No, but in the bottle.
The pre-mixed ones?
Yeah, the pre-mixed ones. Shit. And then I drank, so the first thing I ever drank, a Schlitz Blue Bull.
Schlitz.
The 4-0. I threw up.
Does anyone refer to it as the 4-0?
Not anymore. Not the kids now. But that's the 4-0. Yeah, that's what we refer to it. What was it?
You drank a lot of terrible shit.
I drank a lot of
211.
40s. Yeah, 211. Oof. That shit was insane. It was high. The damn thing said high gravity. I still to this day don't know what that means.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. It was like 8% alcohol. And
alcohol doesn't get stronger in space. Let's just make that perfectly clear.
Just a lot of malt liquor. Like a lot of
Mad Dogs.
Oh, 2020s? Yeah.
A lot of Boons.
The Boone's Farm? Hell yeah. What else? Which Mad Dog 2020 flavor did you enjoy?
Blue.
Yeah.
Blue is a good flavor.
Wasn't there green? There's green, right?
There's red, I know that.
Orange?
I don't know.
There's an orange.
I'll take your word for
it.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
Wow, horrible. How did we get there? All horrible.
These are all terrible. What the fuck are we talking about?
We haven't even gotten into the
I have show. No idea. Lethal Weapons?
Lethal Weapons, yeah.
I still don't know how we got to Lethal Weapons. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I think we said something about Valentine's.
Valentine's and drinking.
And it tastes like pink.
The Hello Kitty Cafe. That's how we go. A lot of sweet drinks.
I don't know how we figured that
we
shit out.
We got there some.
All right. Found a way.
Somehow.
Yeah, so we're doing that. So I think a lot of it that day is just like whatever is kid friendly that we can do, and you know, we figure we'll make it up sometime when we get back. But
do you guys lament that? Like, you guys are both fathers. Like, do you lament like not being able to really do what you want to on a holiday like this, where like it should just be you and your spouse, but you have to take the kids into account. Like, does that make you feel like, man, like a feeling of longing in any way?
Sometimes, I'll be honest. Sometimes, you
Jack's
know?
Nodding on an audio medium, so yes, he agrees. Yes.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. That's all.
Yeah, because there's days where you just remember like the single times when you just had you had the opportunity to enjoy like the nice meals uninterrupted, and it's just like you and the chick, and you know, it's
you
cool.
and the chick.
but now it's just like. You know, it's all about like whatever the kids can eat. You know, I'm not gonna bore you guys with that shit.
Whatever the curfew would tolerate, yes.
Yeah. Dude, that's the other bit. It's just like we have to go at a reasonable hour where we can get them back to sleep. And it's just like there's a lot of trade offs to doing things at a certain time where you can't sit down and enjoy like a 3-course meal and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't happen
at all anymore. No.
But then once in a while you get like the babysitter, so it's like you get to go out and this is nice.
Damn, those are great. those are great for sure.
Same for you, Jack.
Yeah, same as well. I yearn.
You yearn.
I yearn.
Yearn?
Yeah, I yearn. Yeah. So sometimes you're right. It's just a trade off, man. Like you have kids, you're dealing with their schedule, and then by the end of the day you're beat, and you're like. Yeah, we're good.
But on the flip side, like when you see them enjoying things for the first time, it gives you a lot of like joy, and you're just like, you know, you're doing something right, you know, when kids are really just like ecstatic about experiencing things.
And
then it just, you know, you're like, okay, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Of the entire night, that one moment just made it feel like I made the right decision.
Right, but
so.
probably the last 15 or 20 minutes where they're screaming.
The last 2 minutes.
They're like, they're yelling for you. I'm like, oh God, just stop.
Just ripping phone books in half. Like, oh God, please. I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah,
well, I don't envy you guys.
Yeah,
but
you'll get there.
I'm delaying the inevitable. Okay, well, this is just going to push the timetable back a little bit further. Okay, well, good insight into your lives. So you guys are doing that. This is the stupidest thing. Yeah. We bought tickets, like a group of myself, my wife, and like four other friends. We're going to a Valentine's Day Love Jam concert.
Jamboree?
Huh, what?
No, we're not doing like the kid and play for 2 hours. But might as well be. Okay, I'm actually... I don't know if I should take credit for this. I heard this concert being publicized on 102.3.
Yeah.
Wow. There's karaoke happening as we speak. It's on the R&B oldie station here in the DC area, and they threw out like a couple of names. Like, that sounds interesting. It was Tyrese.
Yep.
It was Avant. Uh-huh. It was Next. It was Genuine. The Genuine.
Mm-hmm. and last
and
but not
least, and
who you're listening to right now? Yes. 112.
112.
Who I've seen in concert. They are
Prior.
The shit.
Oh, okay.
Are they?
Yes, they are fantastic in concert. So, to kind of serve as the cherry on top, they're doing a concert less than a mile from my house. So, it was a no-brainer for me.
No-brainer.
No-brainer. No thought went into this. Like, I called all the single friends I had in my life, not you guys, and I said, look. You guys haven't grown up like we have, so you might as well just
grown up like we have. What is that?
No, I mean, like, you're not grown ups. Like, we're all just like man children, schlepping along through life. So and all these single people said, yes, sign me up twice on Sunday. We bought the tickets. We paid way too much because now they're half price on Groupon. but we're going to this godforsaken thing.
All right.
And I am butt-sized. But by the time the show airs, the concert will probably be happening in like a day or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like a main headliner or not really?
I think for notoriety's sake, because Tyrese has been in a few movies, he's the guy who's shopped the most.
Really?
And you know what? For me, personally,
weird. He's not. He wouldn't be my
so
headliner.
It's so lame. Like, yeah. he got that slow, like a sweet lady song, like a lady with a mental disability, yeah. Whatever the song was called.
Would you be my
slow lady? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Not for me. He's the worst. He's terrible. He tried to lampoon the Fast and Furious franchise on his own.
Well, didn't he say he was out of his mind at that moment?
Screw him sideways.
Yeah,
he's trying to couch that now.
Yeah, he's trying to backtrack.
He's a dickhead that got Dr. Dre like in trouble with the whole Apple Beats merger.
Was that him?
Yeah, he was the one that posted the video of like them like popping champagne before the deal was announced.
What a dick. Yeah, so Tyrese sucks.
Oh, Tyrese sucks.
But I guess I'll see him on Saturday. no. So I'm excited for just about everybody else on the docket. 112 again. I saw them at a concert at Virginia Tech.
How long ago was that?
Probably on the heels of my graduation.
Okay.
Like 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Like that was probably one of the best like hip hop R&B concerts I've ever been to.
Wow. Did they headline it?
They were the headliners, yeah.
Common
and 112 were the headliners.
Wow.
You know how it culminated?
No.
Common did a windmill for like seven uninterrupted minutes, just spinning on top of his bald, shiny head. It was fantastic.
Windmill or headspin?
Windmill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like holy crap.
I think his head touched the floor at certain points.
Okay. Right,
yeah.
Right.
It was great. Nice. They 112 played the hits. They had like dance routines figured out. Like they are fantastic in person. So I'm really excited for that. It sounds way better than what you guys are doing.
no.
Do, I mean, I feel bad. Like, would you guys have wanted to go to this thing, or could you have even been able to go? Well, I think Ice and I, we've talked about it. Like,
I would have went.
You would have gone, but
in a heartbeat,
but
I would have went.
But travel reasons, like,
no, not even travel reasons.
I thought I thought travel was the thing inhibiting you.
It was not.
Why? You still have time to get tickets? Groupon.com/hiphopandRnB. I don't know.
Hip hop.
Well, I can. I don't want to.
It's a Valentine's.
If you buy it that... Okay, here's right. Okay, I'll give you this out. If you have time...
No, they're not going to go.
Buy the tickets that day if you go.
You're
if
not
you want
going.
To
you know no. why?
Why?
All-Star Weekend. You're
exactly.
not going. You're not going.
That's
you're not
why
going.
I'm not going.
You're
that,
not going.
That's the real headliner
yeah, you're
for
not
For
going.
Me, in my world, in my life, anyone who knows me, All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend is my headliner.
You're a dork.
What?
Shit. Sorry.
No. No, man, that is the thing I look forward to every single year. As much as it lets me down every single year. Like,
you know what's in store. It's going to disappoint you.
But
you plan your year around it.
But every once in a while, you get one of those like rare moments where you get like a matchup in the slam dunk contest, like the Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine. Like,
how many years ago was that?
That was, I want to say like, 2-3 years ago?
At least three.
Three.
Yeah, at least three. Yeah.
But that, I mean, if you guys remember watching that, that was phenomenal.
And then
yeah,
before that,
you've never seen anything like that.
The last thing that was worth it before that was JaVale McGee like 5 years before that. It doesn't even equate. It's not even close.
So, I mean, I love basketball so much that it's like, that's like, for me, I need to be around to watch that. So, like, I have it on the calendar every single year when it's taking place. So Lily knows, like, we're not going to book anything on that weekend.
Even any Valentine's Day plans?
No, it's going to happen around that. It's going to happen either, like, during the week or after the weekend. But, like, Friday night is the... celebrity game
yeah.
with the
watching that
you're
shit
watching
too
that?
I usually watch the celebrity
Holy
game and the rookie
smokes.
game. Oh, now I don't even think it's called the rookie game anymore. It's like the
rising stars.
Rising yeah. stars yeah.
So it's that
the Mountain Dew ice then, rising stars.
Yes. It's yo, dude,
did and you buy the sponsorship for this
I did
fucking game.
And then Saturday, you know, you got the whole, like, the big festivities with the skills challenge.
The reading is fundamental event, yes.
Three-point shootout, the slam dunk contest, which I love, I typically love. And then Sunday night with the biggest names in the game. You know?
Hey, babe, we can't go to dinner tonight because Nikola Jokic is going to shoot threes for 2 hours. So
Dirk Nowitzki, man.
Exactly, Dirk. Yeah. Just park it for a couple hours. Like,
so,
I can imagine being on the other end.
So
of
that's
that.
The only reason why I can't go to this concert, because it's on the day of my epic weekend.
Well, that is the
you know
that
if,
is the
if it was Friday, I would have considered giving
she
up.
Considered.
I would have given up my Friday night to go to this.
This man is lying.
Yeah. But Saturday night, don't touch my Saturday night.
112 is so much better than everything you just described.
I'm not gonna lie, 112 is pretty dope.
I'm going to DVR whatever the hell you talked about for the last 5 minutes, but I guarantee you they
no,
don't.
I'm sure it could be summarized in a 5-minute YouTube video.
The 112 concert?
No.
Oh,
no. All-Star Weekend.
I was about to say, like, Jesus.
Yeah, the highlights are going to suffice. So by the time I get home and I'm just in bliss, just floating on a cloud from 112 serenading me to bed, I can watch the everything you watch, the Donovan Mitchell forearm dunk, and you know I call it a day. It won't touch what I just saw before that.
It's just like that rare moment where you get those like the crazy matchups is what I look forward to. Like it
is that
rarely,
how it goes now?
It rarely happens, but like when you get a Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon type matchup. I couldn't put into words how great that night was.
No, it's better than that.
112.
Genuine. Genuine? The Genuine? Sorry. I'm the only one who does like Parks and Rec shtick with Tom Haverford. Genuine?
Sorry.
That's going to resonate with like 3 or 4 people, but it's perfectly fine. Nice. So
they actually got him on one of the later episodes, right?
Did
the
Genuine? Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was the penultimate season where they did the Harvest Festival Part 2.
Yeah.
I'm going in the archives.
Jack,
now, folks.
Have you seen all?
Do you watch
Parks and Rec?
Yeah. Okay. Thank God.
Have you seen it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God.
That was good. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, like they did Little Sebastian and the hologram. Yeah. And, yeah. And then Genuine did Pony.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes.
Just they played the hits, man. Whatever. You guys want to talk about Parks and Rec for an hour? Not tonight.
It's
a different night.
No, I'll have to call in the wife on that one because she is the one who actually pulled me into the show. And
it's a great show.
Yeah, I watch it on a daily basis. In syndication.
The Office is the show I watch.
You suck. That show is so trite and...
I don't know. It's just something in the background.
I like the early years.
Yeah. I mean, when Steve Carell left, they should have ended the show.
I can't tell you how many times...
two seasons too long. And then you just... Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've tried, like, the stop and start with the Office. Like, it's built in the same vein as Parks and Rec. I think it's the same creator.
Yes,
but
I think Parks and Rec was after, so yeah. I think it was derivative of that. But
yes,
it went in its own direction.
It did. I think it had a different energy, and
for sure,
I could never like devote all my energy into The Office the way I could for Parks and Rec.
Game of Thrones, you can devote your energy to.
Yeah, if they got a blue guy crushing people's heads, I'm all in, bro. Yeah. All right,
wait for the live tweets.
I can't wait. 3 years from now, it's going to be a great time.
Just from the Bad Slant podcast account.
Please don't.
Please
don't.
No, you know what? I'm gonna start. I will tag the Bad Slant podcast.
Okay,
you should.
Sure.
Absolutely. Every tweet should start at Bad Slant.
At Bad Slant, yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Right, just be a reply to it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just the same thread.
Nice.
Okay, so Ice has carved his niche. He said he's gonna forsake his entire everyone in his life for the All-Star Weekend.
Curmudgeon.
Yeah,
people knows.
Yeah, everyone knows. And then, what's guaranteed to happen besides the disappointment from the All-Star Weekend are gonna be really cool sneakers the entire weekend. It has to be the case, right?
Yeah.
Because it's become a pissing contest on a night-to-night basis. Where you have PJ Tucker just giving the double middle finger to everybody mm-hmm. with his shoe collection.
Yeah.
But everybody else.
Does
in the
he just
league,
get. I mean, it's yes. known, right, in the league that he has the best
He's got
collection
the heat.
Of shoes.
Yes.
Like, no one touches him.
Yeah, he
But
is,
everyone's trying.
Everyone tries. I guess your big names have the sponsorships. Like, Russell Westbrook has his sponsorship with Jordan.
Mm-hmm. You gotta talk about that, by the way.
Yeah, Paul George is with Nike. I mean, Nike and Jordan are the big players, right? But Puma's starting to make inroads into sponsorship deals. New Balance got trolled hard. Got just lambasted when Kawhi Leonard
spit that.
Was it Kawhi?
It was Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard signed with them. But yeah, All-Star Weekend is going to be big. So there are going to be a few drops that
it's
weekend.
Gotta be the shoes.
Yeah, it's got to be the shoes. So when this airs, there's going to be two drops. One is the Air Jordan 1.
Woo!
The UNC patent leather. It's actually a women's size.
Wait, is that the one where the UNC players actually got in trouble for selling the shoes?
I don't know. I cannot. It's a patent leather, so I cannot remember.
I think that's it.
The,
so it
probably.
It was the UNC football team that got them for free. Like, they were given to them. And then they caused a controversy by selling them on the internet. So evidently that's a big no-no. But
yeah, it's against NCAA rules.
If you want me to go into a whole episode about the hypocrisy of the NCAA, we can do that. But I don't think that's a conversation for tonight. But that sounds like a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But these are these will release the day this episode airs.
Did you see Roy Williams, the coach for UMC.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
He was rocking
the off-white UNC.
And Coach K.
Coach K was rocking the Air Force One off-white.
At first, I thought it was a Photoshop.
Is this a bit?
No, it's
real.
Apparently, it's a bit. So, legit. Roy Williams did it first, where he wore the off-whites, the UNC Jordan 1s. And then a week or two later, Coach K did. He rocked the off-white Air Force Ones, the black colorway, which are friggin' fresh. They're
fresh.
So nice.
But it's not like they have access to these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like, I know, I hear Kyrie Irving blesses the Duke basketball team with player exclusives all the time. They have nothing.
And Kyrie's not a bag of terrible.
No, right. Yeah, he's got his own Kyrie fives. I mean, they release colorways every few months.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like every other week they're gonna release a Chinese New Year one.
Hey, Roger Federer likes these shoes. Let's do a Roger Federer colorway. Woo!
He had the the Air Max 95s tennis edition. It looked terrible. It was
Roger Federer or Kyrie?
Roger Federer.
Okay.
Yeah.
His Jordan tennis shoes were incredible. Like, he did a Jordan 3 riff. Like, it was great.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big thing during last week's Super Bowl was, you know, Travis Scott had performed during the Super Bowl.
I get those goosebumps every time. Oh, sorry.
With Maroon 5. So the sneaker Twitter and the sneaker world were anticipating a shock drop of shoes.
That would have made perfect sense.
Because the year before, JTH, your boy,
that's right,
his shoes.
I couldn't get those.
Yeah, the Jordan 3s that he had collaborated with.
That's who did the Super Bowl last year. Justin Timber.
He did the previous year. Yeah. Because he's a performer.
He's
great. So there was a shock drop then, and so people were anticipating, because Travis Scott collabs with Nike, they would anticipate a sneakers drop.
Nothing
happened. No. Sneaker Twitter was lit on fire waiting for it, but it didn't happen. And then
to spend paychecks on Nikes, and now they pay him.
That's a line somewhere in one of his songs.
Yeah. So. With Future.
Checks over stripes.
Checks over stripes.
I'm trying to out millennial Jack. Desperately trying.
But, you know, in the world of sneaker drops, on the 14th, when you're hearing this, the UNC patent leather, it's a women's drop, so it's definitely worth a cop if you're looking to resell. Resell is looking really nice.
If you're trying to buy them for personal consumption,
you're going to have to buy a bigger size.
1.5 sizes larger.
Correct.
Than what is advertised on the website.
Correct. So if it's
is
an
that
eight
how that works?
Yes.
1.5?
As a former shoe salesman, that's your exchange rate.
A ladies' shoe salesman, yes. Like Al Bundy.
10 women's is an 8.5 men's.
Yes.
Write that down. All right.
That is confirmed.
Okay. All right.
Done.
So that's
done.
One of the big ones.
Yes. That's the one that's going to be big. The Travis Scott collab, the Jordan 33s.
I'm actually... Oh, the
33s?
The newest Jordans.
Oh, wow.
The newest Jordans. It's in like an olive green colorway. Dope, man. And it's definitely a personal cop. I think the retail is $200. Definitely worth it.
But I feel like the 33s themselves have been actually well received.
Yeah, I really like the.
It's the first good one in a long time.
Yeah, it's a very slick, streamlined look for the Jordans. This is definitely one of the more hyped ones. Let's see. Yeah,
I feel like there was like a utility one that was well received. Also.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a color. It's a green color.
It's pretty nice.
It's very nice.
I think Ice is looking at the OG colorway.
Yeah, that's
this
OG
is not the one?
No, that's not that one.
Oh, I was like, this is nice.
Yeah. No, Shane McMahon wrestled in those shoes fairly recently. So.
Oh, this one.
Yes, sir. Those are it.
Is that the Cactus Jack edition?
Yes. Yeah. So I think they'll retail for $200.
I have to ask, what is his claim to the Cactus Jack?
Like, I have not really... dug deep to figure out why
they call
Cactus Jack.
They call all his shoes Cactus Jacks.
They are, yeah. So his fours, the powder blue fours that came out.
There's no consistency in the colorway.
Not at all. Yeah. I mean, it's just what he likes. The ones that are going to drop, I think it's next month, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I think it's in April, but those are like a very muted color as well. It's sort of like an earth tone brown, and then he flipped the check on the outside of the sole.
I love it.
It's good, man.
I would buy two pairs, one to keep and one to resell.
Whatever he touches, basically it's a good cop. I mean, they all are really nice shoes. So
love sicko mode.
You really
what?
You And then the
going out of Sycamore.
And then on Friday, February 15th, there's going to be another Jordan 1. Yes, tomorrow. There's going to be an Air Jordan 1 High Turbo Green OG release.
That's a lot.
Yeah, man. $160.
It sounds like a puke green situation.
It's not that. Puke green is a very light green. And then it it actually has some lettering on it saying SP19. It's sort of in the same vein.
Oh, like the neutral gray one, right?
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah, the neutral crimson gray ones that came out.
I was really upset to miss out on that.
I missed them too. I just couldn't hit.
But you tried.
I didn't try as hard that I would have as I would have liked. But the big one that I think for personal cops is the Air Jordan 6s. The infrareds are coming out. So there was a shock drop earlier in the month.
Did you miss that?
I just wasn't at my computer at the moment, or my phone did not buzz.
Crunching those TPS reports.
Yeah, I wasn't crunching any reports at the moment. So
that's the worst feeling when you like you think back and you're like, I really wasn't doing anything.
Yeah,
I could have got them.
I think I was a few minutes late. I wasn't even that far off. It just occurred, and I was like, what happened? Oh no. But no, these are clean, man. They're really clean. This colorway has been released several times already.
I think as recently as last year, maybe.
Yes, yeah. I mean it's in the same.
Last year?
Either last year or the year before.
It was recent.
Yeah,
semi recently. But it's sort of in the same kind of category in my eyes as the Concords.
Have you guys read the history of the releases?
No.
So it's interesting.
Indulge us.
I can't get into all the details, sure. But some of the ones that stood out for me was like, so when it first came out, you know, it was the original OGs. And then from there, like they started tweaking some things as they went, like they tweaked the reds.
Instead of the bread, they do like infrared.
Yeah. So rather than the infrareds, they switched to like one of their, I think Jordan has another like one that's called like the college reds or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they switched to a different shade of red. Tested
I don't like
that.
This at all.
They didn't like that. They came back to the infrareds. There are some things on the heel that they switched up. So in the original ones, they had a Nike Air. Then after a couple releases, they switched to the Jumpman on the heel.
Jumpman.
So for this drop, they're switching back to the Nike
Air. Yeah.
So going back to the classics.
Well, you notice that a lot of the Jordans that are coming out now all feature the Nike logo. Like the Jordan 33 now has the Nike logo as opposed to the Jumpman.
Interesting.
So I think they're pivoting back to because they feel like there's more nostalgia associated with having that on the shoe.
Yeah.
But it just kind of lends a different kind of look to the shoe where if you're looking at a retro, for instance, you're not looking at a retro. You look at something that looks almost identical to the original release. So when you have that on the back of the heel, it gives it a different look and feel compared to like something that was released as a retro maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
It feels different and you know, it feels better.
I think the idea with this year's release is the closest thing to the original OGs, but with all the refinements of like the leather and the colors and all that stuff. So if there's going to be a year that you're trying to cop one of these, this is the year. It's the closest thing to the original.
PJ Tucker's gonna wear the shit out of these. Holy hell.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind balling in them, but I mean,
would you?
Yeah, but you know, but
this,
you're,
this
you know
is
what?
Sit in my closet collecting.
Yeah, that's
us.
What I thought. That's
what I dick. Unopened.
I don't know if we brought this up on the show, but I think I brought it up offline. Like, why in God's name are you not on the Kobe Pro Tros ice? What the hell was that song initially? Jesus.
That's the beginning of the song, actually.
I guess. that is a retro shoe that is from your favorite basketball player ever.
I know.
It is actually, it is a performance edition. It has every feature that the original shoe had, and it's actually been improved. I can't figure out that you're not first in line to try to cop these shoes. They got like five different colorways, man.
I know. It eats me up inside too.
As it should. You suck.
You know,
that's not a good excuse.
I'm lame. That's my
excuse. When it comes to Kobe's, like, I feel like there's like the fanboy in me that, like, I need to like it. But
let me ask you this before you go any further.
Yeah.
Have you ever stepped foot inside a Kobe shoe?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, which one?
Which ones, yeah.
I have the Kobe... what was it? I think it's the Kobe... The ones that... with Adidas back in the day.
That's... Adidas. You have invalidated everything you're about to say from henceforth.
Oh, my God.
I think the second edition, not the first, the one that they...
Not even the one that everyone likes. You got the one that everyone was kind of down on.
I got the one that was designed by the guy who designed the Audi TT.
Not Virgil Abloh.
No.
Not at all. Okay.
And so, like, I got those, and the one that looks like it's plastic, and it looks kind of like a vehicle. Like, the design of the outside, it has that, like, that like brush aluminum, brush metal look, but then it's like it's a white color that I got.
Yeah, that's a bad one to leave off on.
But the thing with those, they're not that comfortable to ball in.
You chose poorly.
I liked it because of the aesthetic nature of it. It really does take cues off of like the vehicle. But I just like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the designs of the Kobe shoes. I like the later ones, the last generations of the Kobes as he was retiring from the game.
I'll say this, as someone who hasn't been like a Kobe apologist or Kobe fan pretty much throughout his entire career, they've only gotten better, like ever since he made the switch from Adidas to Nike.
Yeah.
So he jumped to the was a Hyper Dunk or Hyper Flight, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like that wasn't necessarily his, but they kind of retconned it to make it his shoe.
They just slapped his logo on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Up tempo. That's I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. With like the flight up tempo, whatever you call it at this point. But they started there, and then they just said, "Screw it, we're gonna call them Kobe's from henceforth," and. Like the Kobe 1 Protro is the first like signature shoe that he got, and it's probably the most distinctive of any of the shoes he's gotten. And I think the reason why it should speak to you is that it's still a legitimate mid top high top type of shoe. And after that, they went to low.
Yeah, low lows. Yes. I'm like,
yeah.
From Kobe, I'm surprised he started going with the low shoes. It's like, you don't ball in low shoes, man.
Traditionally, it doesn't make sense. But, again, shoe salesman John swinging in on a chandelier.
All right, what is it? Tell us.
So they have outriggers on the side of the shoe. They broaden the base in the forefoot, so they make it like a wider
nerd.
So they cut lower and they make it wider, and they give you more stability by having a wider shoe. And they just continue to refine that model to the point where that's the exact model that Kevin Durant followed, because he started as a mid top and his shoes got lower and lower. Now they don't have any type of structure whatsoever. They got the Flyknit garbage that's in all their shoes now. But he's followed the same exact template. And I think that's probably one of the better Nike performance basketball shoes to date as well. So like the top guys in the league can make that low cut profile work. And you've seen Kobe do it. KD's done it. You're seeing a myriad of guys follow that same template going forward. So it's not impossible. It's counterintuitive because we've grown up in an age where you have high top shoes and nothing else. Otherwise you'll die a thousand deaths, but they figured out the science to make it work. And it's a good look. And honestly, I think some of the reviews I've seen now, the Kobe shoe is kind of a nice callback where like you get used to all these new synthetic materials and the fly knits, and they seem nice because they're lighter, but like going back to a leather shoe with all the bells and whistles, it's nice to go back to it. It feels more substantial. So I'd be interested to ever hear you give that a go, because I know you still play it from time to time.
Yeah,
on the basketball, as it were. So
on the basketball,
on the basketball.
I don't know. I've when every time like I used to always play in high tops, and then and then when I started experimenting with going lower,
guys,
that's you. from time to time.
Yeah.
So like that's when I had a lot of incidents where I would twist my ankle, like laying on my ankle. Like,
you got bad ankles?
Yeah, terrible ankles. And one time I had like a serious, like I really had a serious sprain, not broken, just like a really, really bad sprain. And
You're pointing in an audio medium?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea what you're pointing at.
Sorry, Kurt Angle's, Kurt Angle's on TV. He's doing the you suck thing.
Oh.
I apologize.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I threw ice off so bad. It's,
but when I experiment with the anything lower than the high top, that's where I was getting picking up all my injuries. So I know low tops is not for me as much as like I want to try because it's lighter, it's nimble, and you know they're experimenting with all this technology and this and that.
Jack, have you experimented in this? Like he sounds like a skeptic who just won't even like dip his toe in the water.
I won't do it. Oh, not it's I won't not worth do it. It. It's because. It's just past injuries. I can't. I need some kind of support. If I play in a low top, I'm
that doesn't preclude either of you from putting like extra supports in your shoe. Like,
no, it
if
doesn't.
You want to do that.
It
like,
doesn't. But
you
then,
have the latitude to do.
But then
that.
It's like a $150 experiment. And then if I'm
right,
if who
I
says?
Let's just say it's an $80 experiment, and I injure myself. That's another $600 that I have to go there through for. Doctor bills. I'm like, no, you know what? I'm just gonna avoid that and wear the high top. And
the most uncomfortable feeling is wearing an ankle brace inside of a shoe. So yeah. It's like I would rather just wear the shoe.
I still wear an ankle brace in the high top.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's bad. it's a
not
mental. I know, but it's a mental thing. Like I wear the sleeves over the ankle instead of the whole brace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those braces are terrible. They're just
the
those.
Brace,
yeah,
it's not comfortable.
Yeah, so
I'm just imagining you guys in John Stockton shorts wearing your high ass shoes. So that's all I
and
see.
And some high socks.
Some nice Cons ones with the Magic logo on.
Can
the
you
back.
Imagine they were playing in that
headbands,
back in the day?
Bands.
God, so much leather. All right, well you guys suck.
Yeah. Well, the last I guess notable launch. Or drop yeah. of the week is the HyperAdapt
PB.
So,
during
this is
All-Star
the
week.
Official drop.
Oh damn!
That's the rumor at the moment. Is the February?
It's
17th.
Ready.
It's
ready for prime time.
It's ready for prime time.
Oh, this is the shoe with the lightning
retail
charging
price.
Port, right?
$350. It's the self lacing shoe.
These are the Air Max that you've been dreaming of your entire life.
But these are there's an app for that. There's
they're functional.
Yeah, they're very functional. Jason Tatum. And who else?
Dude, there's a shitload
there's
of kids.
There's
a lot of people who are already on and playing in these shoes.
Who's the Yugoslavian kid that plays for Dallas?
Luka
Doncic.
Yes,
yeah, I think
he's one of them.
I think he's one of the guys. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Who else? I mean, those are probably the two biggest names. Like, I it seems like a concerted effort to like put them on younger guys.
Yeah,
to seem
sure.
like they're on the cutting edge.
$350.
I might as well. Shit, who else? Honestly, I'm trying to think. I feel like there's more to this, but I can't remember.
Fox?
From
Sacramento?
DeAndre Fox?
Yes.
DeAndre, what the fuck is his name? Whatever. The Fox kid from Sacramento.
Yes, Fox kid. The Fox kid.
Yeah, he's one of them. But I think one of the major drawbacks to the shoe is the fact that you have to charge them on a night-to-night basis.
Them, yeah.
But if you're an NBA basketball
nightly?
Player.
Nightly?
Nightly, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't think it was that long, right?
I honestly don't know.
I didn't watch the video. There was a whole thing with it.
If there's a charging component to anything.
There
like,
is a charging
it seems like kind of a drawback. But
I feel a lot of the reasons because you can change the colors of the LEDs on the shoes. You could change like to like a different glow.
There are going to be firmware updates to make it a lot better.
Is
to improve
change?
It, yeah.
And you could probably hack it. You can probably like make it blink and do all the strobe and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to do more research on like the other functional aspects of the shoe. But like I would imagine it would intuitively make sense. Like the shoe would actually change as you wear it more. They capture more data.
Yeah.
If you put more pressure in your forefoot, like they could tailor the cushioning to make it more supple in the forefoot versus like in the heel or what have you.
So they do some of that. I think with
you've read about this.
So the app that pairs with the shoes, you can actually control. You can set a couple of different settings. So you can set when I wear these shoes as like street shoes. When I want to go out, I may want it a little bit looser. So you can set a profile where when you say this is my casual wear.
Siri, go to drunk foot settings.
So they don't tighten up in certain spots, but then you're like, when I'm ready to ball in these, you press that mode and it tightens up in all the right places that you define as a user. The part that I was a bit... So that's all cool. That's very cool.
All well and good.
The part that I was kind of disappointed with was... You guys remember Nike Plus Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't actually.
So Nike Plus running, you've heard about Nike Plus running.
Yes.
You used to have these sensors in your shoes. When you run, it tracks all your steps and runs and all that stuff.
Yes.
Now they just do it through the app. But back in the day, you put a sensor in your shoe, and that's what tracked your progress. Then they made a sensor that goes into your basketball shoes, so it tracks, in addition to like your steps, your runs, it tracks your
activity,
your vertical.
Yeah,
tracks your activity, like it tracks your vertical, your impact, all that stuff. So I felt like, you know, so I was a mark for all that. So like I got it,
big fat mark.
I love the results that you get, because I tested it, you know, because I wanted to see if it was true. So like there's sometimes like I would go in the court and I would jump weird just to see if it captures more hang time, and it does. So it really does track the moment you leave the floor to the moment you make impact on the floor again. So I used to do some weird things where like I bend my leg up and my knee up just so my foot stays in the air longer and just to see if it skews the data, and it does. But
did you get a notification saying you got no ups whatsoever?
No, it was like, you jump weird, buddy.
Man, bro.
So I was really hoping that they took some of that technology and put it into this shoe, so you get the whole like fit and the auto lacing and self lacing shit, in addition to all the metrics that you get from playing in them. But it sounds like you don't get any of that. So it's just about like, I want an app that ties my shoe for me, and it's like that's kind of lame.
You know? Jack, confirm, like, or deny?
Confirm.
Yeah. You know, so it's a really expensive shoe, and, yeah, and I think it's cool for what it's trying to do, but I felt like they had a piece of technology for Nike basketball, the Nike Plus basketball, that why didn't you just combine the two? Because if you gave it the metrics of that, in addition to the self-lacing, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, in addition to like the fact that you can set profiles and all that, dude, that's a winning shoe. But I think they missed. I think it was a slight miss.
So is it confirmed there's no other way to lace a shoe other than through the app?
There's no.
It
looks like it. I mean, there are no laces on the outside of the shoe.
But I mean, you can't press a button on the shoe to say, okay, lace my shoes now.
No.
Like someone has to, like, if a shoe flies off on the court, you have to like call your boy who's sitting courtside and say,
if it flies off your foot, then it messed up.
It screwed up.
Yeah, it screwed up. Yeah.
But there's some things you can't control. Somebody steps on your shoe and then causes it to flop off, you know?
That happens.
Yeah.
Missed opportunities.
So for a shoe that's like $350, man.
$350.
I'm slightly disappointed with what it could have been. But I think it's a step forward, but at the same time a step back, because there's some missed opportunities.
Well, I mean, that's firmware updates are for.
I guess that's V1, you know.
V1, yeah, exactly.
This
is
like the Fyre Festival.
V1 has failed, and we're waiting on V2, right? And the buses.
We tried not to bring it back up, but it was only an apt comparison. All right, well, hopefully Fyre Fest 2018 works better on the feet. You know, we'll see. It's a missed opportunity. I mean, it sounds cool. We're so close to Air Max, like it's not even funny.
It's close, but not quite
we're,
there.
We're not quite
with
there.
With a little bit more technology.
Michael J. Fox is so pissed.
Might as well just release the Air Max tied to an iPhone app. I think that would have been better than this.
Nah, those Air Max that they released for the charity cup the other year, so much better. You press the button, they do the whole.
Oh yeah,
it does the lacing bit. Yeah, does the whole. Right. They have the technology. We can make it better, but they chose not to.
Like no.
No, we have to make it app centric. We have to make it tie into your Apple Watch. But you know, they probably know better than we do. We're just a couple of dickheads on the phone. On the microphone.
I'll admit it's kind of cool because like within the app you can like, is this like a slider experience? So you can like slide up like.
Wait, the TV show sliders.
If I want the left side of my shoe to have more tightness than the right side, you slide the left side up and then not the right side.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's
you can
kinda,
pivot.
It's kind of it's kind of cool, but it's just it's not quite there. It's
man.
Not quite there. So like
it's a novelty at this point. We'll see how it feels on your feet. I mean,
I won't.
I'm not paying $350 for it to just start balling.
Cold in the ground before that shoe comes to pass.
No, it'll be.
It'll be a hype release, I guess.
Are you gonna cop?
No.
Like the, for $350? Are you
no?
Like what could you possibly get out of that? Do you think it might get up to $500? Maybe. Or?
I don't know. Actually,
there's
no telling really. I mean, right? If you
maybe
cop,
initially,
yeah. So you could have initially got the cop the shoe. Last month, right in the middle, of the, like it was
during the
during the announcement thing.
Like, oh, yeah. The one where you like put it in our face, like, yeah. "Hey, look at my big dick." I got the initial secret notice to,
and then
to
you
get
didn't
these.
Get it.
No, I mean I didn't. I was sitting there. It was sitting there for a while. And I was like,
"Hey, I can get these shoes right now,
should I just
go ahead and
do it?
I can cop these shoes right now, month for everybody else, man.
I really wanted it my size.
Yeah."
Yeah, the sizing was the only issue, really.
Yeah, really. But yeah, it didn't work out.
Just tighten on its own, anyways.
I think so.
It'll fit
exactly.
Eventually,
right? A 13 should wrap itself right around
eventually.
God. I guess that's how you could fake like you wear like a size 13, and then you make it like squeeze all the way down till it fits your feet.
Looks like a really
like
tight
a size
sock.
Six. Yeah.
Understood.
Well, from things that we may or may not actually purchase, like. I'll be completely honest. I haven't bought a goddamn thing since the Spider-Man shoes came out.
Yeah.
I've not been able to hit on anything. I've tried several occasions.
Still good.
By the way, the value on that shoe.
Yeah, man.
Dude, really?
Yeah, man. Spider-Man 1.
Are you keeping it or are you going to flip it?
I'm
you
borderline.
Thinking about it?
I'll check every now and then to see where it's at in terms of the value, but it's approaching $500 for the shoe size. So, yeah. I say before the end of the year, it might be something worthwhile to sell. But yeah. I still love the damn shoe. So
it's a very nice shoe.
If I'm gonna jump in on a certain shoe, like I'm glad that was the one that I decided to take the gamble on.
And he hit. He literally hit on the app. He goes, "I hit." I'm like, "What? That never happens."
I was in the middle of a charitable drop from my car.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was just like thumbing away this thumb, and it totally worked. Yeah,
it was worth it.
Now it's sitting in my closet, just collecting money.
Do you guys? Find yourself every now and then, like when you're out in public and then someone's wearing like a shoe like this and you stare at them like they're a hot piece of ass or something.
I don't stare at him.
Not the ass.
Like you're
not
aroused,
the ass.
Like you're sexually aroused. Like what?
Yeah,
the
it's like
at the shoes.
Like
yeah.
when a shoe makes you turn your head when you're just like, hold up, was that the, you know,
yeah.
one of those?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, and then you start questioning like, dude, you're actually wearing those out.
Why, bro?
I don't know.
Also, from your perspective, you're like, why would you put those on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, who are you to pass judgment? Because
I don't know.
That guy could very well have one to cop,
yeah.
one to stock.
Most likely.
One to rock, one to stock. I'm sorry. I fucked that up.
But I do that all the time. Every time I'm like out
in
public.
Well, you didn't buy two PSGs? Is that what you're saying?
Like I'm so envious of these people that have the balls to just put these shoes on and wear it out in public without like saran wrapping the entire thing.
You know there are products for that, right?
There they are. I saw.
Yeah,
I kind of want it.
Yeah.
Just so I can wear my shoes.
There's nothing
out.
That can stop a crease though. I'll say that now.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Once it's creased, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Oh, it's creasy.
Yeah.
What?
What the fuck? I don't know. All right.
Well, that's why my Kobe's are damaged because like I wore it once and with that style shoe, when you put a crease in it, that
it's
shit
over.
Like it cracks
it's
the
over.
Shoe. So you can't fix that crease.
Well,
so I have cracks in my Kobe's, which is so freaking annoying. It
maybe that's why you won't ever wear a Kobe ever again.
Maybe
so many creases.
Would you wear like a basic Jordan 1? What's it
basic?
Say? Yeah, like a basic.
Oh, you wore the PSGs.
Yeah, I wore the PSGs.
Oh, well, so you did wear the PSGs.
Well, I wasn't
life
planning
ruined.
To, but that day it just felt appropriate. So
okay,
it looked good with these corduroys. All
right. Okay, you wore the PSGs.
But yeah, I wasn't. I really wasn't planning to, but that day I was just like, I need black shoes, and
these
spark
black
joy.
Shoes.
Spocker Jory.
All right, Marie Kondo.
Spocker Jory.
So, like, I had to.
All right, so the Spider-Man's was a shoe that I purchased. That was the last shoe I purchased. Has anyone made any successful sneaker purchase in the last, I don't know, 2-3 months?
Not I.
Yes. Okay, well.
Of course you would.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, we delved into this a little bit. Like, Jack buys shoes when he doesn't know he's bought shoes.
Correct.
He gets no
you
confirmation.
You buy shoes in your sleep.
Pretty much.
No.
or unbeknownst to you, like even when
you
you're
wake
awake,
up and you check your email and you're like, oh, I just purchased 5 pairs.
Order shipped. Who knew? Yeah. What have you copped of late?
So Greg? I guess the last pair I did successfully purchase was the Air Jordan 1 Mid Equality Black History Month for $120.
Pretty cool.
Yes. They're really nice.
The whole Equality is a series, right?
Yes.
With a bunch of different shoes.
Wait, is it Equality or Black History Month?
The BHM, Black History Month. Yeah, so
sorry.
It's...
Get it right, Eyes.
Sorry.
The racist. There's also the... what is it? LeBron 16s, I think, are going to come out with.
They got Kyrie's.
Kyrie's are coming out, and then...
Hey, Kyrie!
I think not the PSG's, was the Paul George ones.
The PG 2.5.
Yeah, whatever the PG ones. Yeah,
whatever.
So he's coming out with some as well. At this point, it would have come out. But yeah.
Westbrook has a version too, right?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Yeah,
he does. So
the Why Nots.
The Why Nots.
Which I hear are actually doing gangbusters.
It's a good personal cop.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I picked up a pair of Why Nots during the
Why Not ones or
the
twos?
Ones.
Oh, okay.
During during the Christmas holidays, and I got them on sale for what did I get? I think close to $60.
Nice.
Have you actually worn them on the court?
Yeah, I did.
On the court?
I played them.
Can we get a performance review real quick from one Mr.
Yeah,
Ice?
Please.
I like them.
Nice.
Cuz it's a high top issue that gives me the snug fit that I'm looking for. And because what I didn't realize was with basketball shoes, you got to almost treat them like they're like your treads on your tires, right?
Yeah.
Because if you ball them too much, you do burn out the treads that you slip a lot. And I didn't realize the reason why I slip a lot is because I play in those shoes too much.
And you're a circus seal.
Yeah. So... with these, oh my God, it's like a fresh pair of tires. I was like cutting and sticking on every. I was like, I like these.
I'm so much more athletic than I was 5 years ago. Whoop.
It's nice. So I really enjoy these, and I took pretty much all the other pairs that I was playing in. I was alternating
straight to the garbage
between three pairs.
Trash.
And I was just like, nope, you guys are all retired. I'm playing in the Why Nots exclusively now.
Nice.
So they feel good for $60.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. Like, did you go to the outlets for that?
No, it was some crazy combination of sales mixed with like a 20% thing and a this and a that and a clearance and. I was like, I can get these for $60.
Nike.com cop.
Very nice. So nice. I'm that's one of my best purchases last year.
Well played,
sweet.
Sir.
Deal wise,
great. Yeah.
I'm actually I need to get more performance reviews from you guys because I will never step foot on a basketball floor ever again. basketball fort. The last time I played basketball with you guys, I broke my elbow. So that ship has sailed. So
unbelievable.
If we can get you guys in like different pairs of sneakers on a regular basis, I would actually be really intrigued.
Buy it for me, I will.
If we can get a sponsor. I'm not saying Nike or Jordan Brand or whomever needs to throw a few shoes at us, but it would be really nice.
PJ Tucker, please sponsor us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's no way. You have to send all the shoes that he's worn.
Dude, I think I saw a couple weeks ago was Justin Timberlake's birthday, and I think he was rocking
Did you buy him a present?
The Fear of Gods.
Oh,
I was like, so dude. Like, cause he...
The Fogs.
Like,
the Fogs.
This current tour, I feel like he has some sort of, like, deal or some hookup or relationship with Jordans. So he's always wearing
Jordans.
He's
a mark.
So he always has a fresh pair of Jordans for every show that he does.
He's performing at shows in the shoes. And more times than not, they record it. So it becomes fodder. They can actually publicize that material.
Mm-hmm. So for the first time, he wasn't performing in the Jordans. He was performing in the Fear of Gods. And I'm like, oh, wow, he got some of those.
Relationship broken.
Oh, man.
It's still Nike.
It's a damn shame.
Well, it is Nike.
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Hopefully you guys can... up your sponsorship game. And
We're working on that.
Working on it. Yeah.
See you guys rocking some Fear of Gods while you do the podcast.
How amazing would that be?
No one would ever see it.
They would just send us some pair just to wear while we're doing a show.
Oh my God, it'd be great.
Watch these shoes on petcube.com/petslant.
My Twitter clout would go through the roof. Through the roof.
Shoe strikers, bitch. What?
I don't know.
Shoe striker.
I don't know.
Sneaker sleuth.
Whatever.
Sneaker sleuth.
Are we done yet?
Yeah.
Are we over?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Hit the music. Not the music. We're just gonna write it out.
Come on,
it's Valentine's Day. Okay, well, happy Valentine's. Too much vodka. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone listening to the show. We appreciate you giving us the time of day. We will see you on a non-holiday oriented weekend, but hopefully you enjoyed this, and we'll be back full force next week. So thanks again.
Peace.
Go bump up, please.